Hi, hello everyone. This is Mary Lou Chapman, and this is Ask Your Angels. Ask Your Angels is an interactive radio show. It's call-in. Our numbers here are 877-876-5227 in the United States. Then we have 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. And then the regular direct line is 530-876-3222. This is an interactive show. A little bit about myself. I want to introduce my co-host, Pamela Renee. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I thought maybe we could tell the listeners out there a little bit about our background. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, well, this is my 20th year of working with the... Well, actually, I've only worked with the angels for 10 years, but I've been clairvoyant and doing readings for 20. Basically, I have a master's degree in counseling, and I'm a pastoral counselor. And so I see clients for all kinds of reasons all over the United States, pretty much, and a little bit in Europe. Haven't really done anything in Saudi Arabia yet. You know, you never know, right?
Yeah, you never know.
I met Pamela Renee at Rainbow from Heaven Healing Center. We both work there periodically, not all the time because we're doing other things, but it's in Tempe near Arizona State University. And we basically, Pamela, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm a Reiki master teacher. I've been doing Reiki, which is energy work, over 12 years. I also am intuitive. I do spiritual counseling. And I enjoy trying to get people balanced, spiritually balanced, back to where they were once.
Right. Now, we used to do another radio show before we took on BBS Radio. We had a radio show called The Message Connection on KXAM in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we had this show for a year, and there were four intuitives on this show. And our show was really supposed to run through December of 07, but in June, after we had been on a year, we all kind of needed a break. We were all doing other things.
Yeah.
And Pamela, can you tell our audience a little bit about what we did on The Message Connection?
Well, we took callers and did readings right there, and then we had guests on there who were specialized in certain energies or different mythologies of energy. But they would call in and ask questions, and we'd do a reading, and all four of us intuitives would read for them and try to help them, guide them on the right path. So that's kind of what we want to do here, too. We want people to call in and get some advice or some help.
Right. What I've done on my email list, because of Ask Your Angels and all the things that have happened from it, I'm now offering the answer to one question. It's kind of like a Christmas gift to everybody. If you're on my email list, if you think you might be interested, you can go to my website, which is www.trustyourangels.com. They're at BBS Radio. If you go to their website and go to Station 1, now we're on at 3 o'clock because of the time change. So instead of being on from 2 to 3 every other Tuesday, now we're going to be on 3 to 4 every other Tuesday. So it's moved everybody forward, I guess. Fall forward and spring back, or spring forward and fall back. I can't ever keep track of it. But for whatever reason, we're going to be on, we're changing a little bit of the system and how we work it. So I guess we're on at 3 o'clock. Does that make sense to you, Pamela?
That's right.
Spring forward or fall back?
Spring forward and fall back. They're both correct.
So why aren't we on at 1 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock if we go back?
Because the website is stationed in California, and it is 2 o'clock there in California.
Oh, that's it. It's 2 o'clock in California. See, Arizona doesn't change the time. Do we have a caller, Don?
Yes.
Okay, hi. Caller, may I have your name, please?
My name is Charlie.
Pardon me?
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi, Charlie?
Yes.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Great.
Well, thank you for calling Ask Your Angels. Do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, I just want to know that you guys are intuitives. Like, what do you? What kind of energy you feel around?
Well, we're clairvoyant. We're intuitive. You can ask us any question you want. We really have heard just about everything.
Okay, I got this
question. And we can really, we will work with your angels and your guides.
Sure.
And we focus on you. What is the month and day of your birth?
July 26th.
Okay. And so we will work on that, and from there we will go ahead and give you any answer to any question you have.
Everything is for
the highest good.
Uh-huh. I have this one question. I know lately when I'm lying in a bed, maybe meditating, I feel like something's touching my ear. And I grab my ear, and there's nothing there. There's nothing crawling on me, like something gently stroking my ear.
Well, actually, that's a good thing.
I don't have any pets.
Well, okay, so you're in bed by yourself. Let's clarify that.
No, I'm in bed with my wife, but she's sleeping.
Your wife is asleep.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because that's important for us to know. It's important for us to know who's there with you.
Yeah.
So your wife is in bed with you.
Yes.
And she is touching your ear.
Touching, the spirit is touching his ear.
Yeah, the spirit is touching your ear.
Really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Is it your left or right ear?
Yeah, the right ear.
Yeah, well, that's basically, listen to us. We're trying to give you messages.
Okay.
It's like, don't be afraid. You know, lots of times angels and spirit guides will visit us at night because that's when it's the quietest and when we're not running around crazy and we're not distracted, because they really want to focus on us.
Mm-hmm.
And they want us to focus on them. So what do you think, Pamela?
I think he needs to think about whatever he's thinking about when that touch happens. And
yeah.
I would say that they are trying to guide you into the right choices that you're making. So if you can kind of write down the thoughts that you're having when you feel that touch, and that might guide you a little better on what decisions to make.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have every capability of asking this guide that's around you a question, you know, like if
really?
if you're trying to make a decision about something, it can be just about anything. Do you listen when you meditate?
Yes, I try to, yes.
Try to, of course.
A lot of people, you know, they just kind of lay there. They don't. It's real important that when you meditate, it's all about listening.
Yes.
When you pray, it's all about talking. You know, you're doing the work. When you meditate, your angels and guides, they do the work, or the source spirit does the work. So it's real important to listen, because they come in through the unconscious mind to the conscious mind,
mm-hmm.
and they set that little message through there. Because, you know, if we were in a state, let's say all the human beings on Earth were capable, and we were just receiving all the messages from into our conscious mind, we'd go cuckoo, because it'd be an onslaught. It'd be like all of the fourth and fifth, sixth dimensional stuff going on Earth would be right around us all the time. We wouldn't be able to live. We wouldn't be able to stand it.
Mm-hmm.
So the messages really kind of flow into us.
Mm-hmm.
And they use us basically, you know, they use our unconscious mind to send us messages. And then all of a sudden you have an insight, you have an idea, and you go, oh, wow, now I know what to do.
Uh-huh. Because last night when it was, you know, kind of stroking my ear, I said, okay, what is it? What are you wanting? Who are you? You know, I was trying to talk back.
Right, that's very good. What, did you get an answer?
No, I don't think I did. I don't know.
Tell him that he is loved. You know, I think he feels, in my opinion, he feels he's not that loved. You know, is that right, Charlie?
I didn't quite hear you clearly.
Sometimes you feel that you're not that loved. So I think those strokings let you know that you are loved and cared for. You are part of Source.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be an ancestor, too, like a beloved relative of yours that's now passed, just coming in and checking up on you.
But why would they come halfway? You know what I mean?
Because there's a portal. You know, first of all, they are in another dimension.
Okay.
Now, there's ghosts. Everyone has heard about ghosts. Well, ghosts have made the decision to stay on Earth. but a spirit has gone to the other side and come back, and they come back, they're in another dimension. They're in the fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe even higher dimension, depending on their evolvement and what's going on with them. And you just have to, do you want the spirit, do you want it to appear before you?
I had something similar to that one night, probably back in the month of April. It was like a blue being that was standing by my door, and I thought I was dreaming. And I kind of talked myself out of it. I said, wait a minute, I'm dreaming.
Well, blue is the color. Blue is the color of spirit.
Hmm.
So it's a real pale, shiny blue kind of.
Yeah.
It's very pale. I guess it can be different shades of blue.
It looks like the color of an aquarium in the night or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready for this, you know what I mean? I know that you want this to happen, but are you truly ready to see and hear what you think you're ready to hear, you know what I mean?
I think if it's there for me now, I'm ready. Before, I wasn't, you know. Before, I was afraid, didn't want any parts of it.
Right.
So now I think I've kind of opened myself up a little bit. And
yeah, that's good.
So I'm just kind of...
You're one step, right? Now they're touching your ear. And
yeah.
And then, you know, the more you're acceptant, the more they will apply. It takes a lot of energy for them to come to our dimension.
Wow.
Our dimension is really heavy.
Mm.
So it takes a lot of focus and energy for them to even touch your ear. It seems so small to you, but to them it's a lot of force and a lot of energy that they're using.
Really?
Yeah, they have to concentrate the energy.
It's like the movie Ghost, huh? The guy hit
that was based on fact. That movie was based on fact.
Was it?
They had experts working with that.
Wow.
Well, you know the show Ghost Whisperer, James Von Prague is one of the producers. And, you know, this is what, he's a medium, and he's written several books. So when you watch Ghost Whisperer on Friday nights, it's really getting you in touch with what really happens.
Mm.
I mean, of course, the shows are fiction.
Sure.
But they're based on probably experiences that some people have had at some point. But it's still a show. It's still a fictional show.
Sure.
I think if you want more of this to happen, Charlie, you just have to ask. And
really?
You ask for protection before you go into that meditation state.
Okay.
Whatever is coming to you is good quality and safe for you to have contact you.
Yeah, I always try to put the white light of the Holy Spirit around me and
that's great.
My angels and so forth. And I guess it's kind of, I'm not afraid of it anymore, but it's been happening quite regularly lately. Every time I lie down and I get quiet and still, I feel this brushing on my ear. So I grab my ear, I say, gee, something crawling on my face. And then there's nothing there.
Oh, it's great. This is wonderful. Well, we do know one thing. We know that the veil is getting a little thinner. In other words, more and more people are open to this.
Wow.
And because more and more people are opening up to their spiritual side,
mm-hmm.
More and more of the angels, the guides, and your ancestors are feeling more comfortable. And you actually must feel comfortable, just like Pamela says, you know?
I'm feeling a little more comfortable. When I first saw that spirit being, that kind of frightened me a little bit, because that was the first time.
Yeah.
My heart was ready.
That can be scary. That can
my heart
be scary.
Was ready to jump out of my chest. It was boom, 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 boom.
It can be scary.
But I know. But it was gesturing towards me. But it was. I felt it was friendly.
Yeah, loving. Right?
Yeah, it was loving. Exactly. That's the word. Yeah. And then it kind of calmed me down a little bit. But I just never saw anything like it before.
Yeah.
So I guess if it shows up again, I probably won't be that afraid. I don't think.
Yeah, you just have to ask, and then make sure you're ready to see and hear what you think you're ready to hear. And sometimes you don't want to hear what they have to say.
I know.
Yeah, that's the main thing. That's sometimes, you sometimes have to just be quiet and listen.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the most hardest thing to do.
Yeah, try to still that mind, huh?
Your wife is next here, Charlie. I mean, your wife might be the next person that will open up to this.
Yeah, she's a little more afraid than I am about this stuff, but, but I think she's starting to open up some. But,
well, as long as you just understand there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, yeah. And you got to be careful. Like you said, there are ghosts out there. There are other spirits, you know.
Yeah, there are. You can always light a white candle by your nightstand.
Okay.
Put salt in your doorway. You know, I know that mm-hmm. sounds corny and old-fashioned, but these are ways they've used for centuries, and they work.
Wow.
And it's for protection.
You said a white candle, huh?
A white candle purifies and cleanses the energy.
Should it be on?
Yeah, if you want, yeah, just light the candle before you go to bed and put it right by your nightstand, and, you know, you'd have to blow it out. Some people leave it on all night, but
yeah,
I don't really recommend that.
She would be able to sleep with it on. I don't
no, and these are real candles. They make a candle now that's a fake candle.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a flame, it's a battery. No, we need the real live candle.
Yeah, I hear the spirits don't respond to electronic light.
No, they don't really. They'll just show up.
Use a tea light that's really small and calculated.
Yeah, like a voltage thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's smaller. It will last for 4 to 6 hours. But
okay.
That way, in its own space.
And it'll go out, right.
Yeah, and it'll go out right.
Yeah, they last, like you say, 4 to 6 hours. Some are even last like 2 or 3, so that would be good. Well, we hope we've helped you, Charlie.
You've helped me tremendously.
Well, right. Thank you for calling. Ask your angels.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, Pamela, I want to talk a little bit about the prayer list that I do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We have a prayer list every month for Ask Your Angels.
Yeah.
And it's put up on the email list of trustyourangels.com. And if you think you'd like to be a member of the Trust Your Angels email list, you can go to my website, www.trustyourangels.com. Or if you go to BBS Radio, just click on Ask Your Angels. It'll go right to my website. And then there's a way that you can sign up for the newsletter. And I got to thinking, because we just had Veterans Day, and because now is the time of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the next time my show is on is November 27th, and then we're going to be talking about the holidays and everything, but Christmas rather. But this is about the only time that I could do this for November.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get beeped, I will stop.
Okay.
But if not, I want to name the people that are on the prayer list, because if any of you pray regularly, it would be wonderful if you could just say a little prayer for these people, because every single person on the prayer list is in need. And right now, with the economy, the price of gas, Iraq, we've got a lot of things going on. So
yes.
I think that the more prayer, the better.
Right.
And also, if you have someone that you think you would like to even here right now on our show, if you'd like us to put on the prayer list, and maybe if you have a story to share about the person, and we can help them, right, Pamela?
Right.
Okay. So I'm just going to say the name. I don't know if I should say the birthday or not. I'll just say the month of birth. James, November. Some people don't have a birthday. Vic, no birthday was given. Shannon, September. Peggy, May, Ted, November, Chris, July, Rosie, October, Mark, October, Maria, December, Howard, October, Danny, March, Anne, October, Robert, June, Manuela, June, Rosa, September, George, April, Sandra, March, Monique, February, Jesse, May, Jesse, April, Mary, December, Sheila, no birthday, Bill, no birthday, Cruz, no birthday, Carlotta, no birthday, Anna, October, Richard, April, Rosemary, August, Ronnie, November, Jim, January, Irma, March, Bob, September, Matthew, August, Lindsay, August, Mike, June, Anita, February, Barbara, May, Fred, January, Elizabeth, June, Kenny, November, Melissa, August, Elizabeth, January, Ken, July, William Sr., November, Patricia, October, William Jr., June, James, July, Brian, July, Brandon, March, Brandon, October, Lillian, December, Francis, July. Lillian, 8, August. Flora, January. I hope you're still there. Are you still there, Pamela?
Yeah.
Almost done here. Anne, March. Tamika, June. Erica, June. Nina, August. Veronica, kind of a hard name, September. Chandra, December. Leonard, July. Payson, July. Parker, April. Brandon, June. Jill, March. Benicio, October. Bully, November. Gigi, November. Sigui, August. Nikuli, May. Betty Doreen, January. Delphine, February. Maiwandi, May. Tatu, March. Jock, August. Carrie, May. Sandy, no birthday. And Haley, March. And that's the so far the prayer list for November of 2007 for TrustAngel.com. If you have someone you want to add to the prayer list, we just would really like it if you could say a little prayer for these people in your daily. Just say for all those that are on the Trust Your Angels prayer list, please guide and help them in their way. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, Pamela?
That's good. That's good.
Okay. I wanted to do that because we need all the prayer we can get right now. There's a lot of darker energies going on. It's kind of a real scary time out there for some people. Some people are in the process of, you know, having a lot of economic problems, and it's just something to think about. Prayer, what do you think about prayer, Pamela?
Well, it's a way to communicate to the source, and, you know, it's also a way to feel better when, you know, you are at the bottom of your, you know, of your soul.
Right. It's kind of like when things are at the darkest, and they have a lot of proof that prayer does work, and it's kind of like the total of the body, mind, and spirit, and it even releases endorphins into the brain, and it really helps people to connect in terms of their, like you say, their higher source. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you pray, you're just not praying to yourself, you know. That energy really, really goes out to the universe.
Yep, yep.
So, Pamela, what has been going on with you lately? How are you doing? Oh, by the way, let me just say one thing. This is an interactive radio show. We'd love to take your calls. It's Mary Lou of Ask Your Angels with Pamela Renee. And today we're taking calls for any type of question you may have. I think, do we have a caller? Is there a caller there, please? Oh, okay. I keep hearing a beep, and I don't know what that means, but that's all right. Our call-in here in the United States is 1-877-876-5227. And then in the USA and Canada, it's 888-815-9756. The direct line is 530-876-3222. And Pamela, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your website, your, if you have, what are you doing now? I know you have a meditation CD.
Yeah, I have a meditation CD for beginners, and it talks them all the way through it to help them learn how to meditate and how to visualize. That always helps. But my website is www.allthatishealing.net, and they can find that information and all the other kind of things I do on the website. And they can also contact me on email, which is www.allthatishealing@earthlink.net. So they can, the meditation CD is for beginners. It's not for ones that are already in the process. This is people that have not ever meditated before, and talk some right through it. And I've had people do it, and they've been really successful. They enjoy it.
So how would you suggest to someone who has never meditated before, what is the? How can they start if they have never done it ever?
Well, first they have to find time, make time to be quiet and, you know, just, you know, even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes, you know, and just get quiet and start
the easiest way is to visualize, because then you have the mind busy doing something, because the mind always wants to do tasks. It always wants to go and do chores or go do, you know, something with the physical body. So the way to do that, to get it calm, is to visualize first. Maybe visualize a quiet place or your favorite spot, you know, by the water or in the mountains or, you know, wherever you can be one with nature or quiet is the best thing to do. And then once you visualize that, you can just visualize that the source or God is coming and talking to you. And that's where you can find your answers to a lot of life's questions and life's needs. Because once you get quiet, then you can finally ask questions that are important to you. And then that way, you can hear it. You hear the answer instead of always being busy. I mean, this life here seems like we're always busy. You got every moment of the day, you got to be busy or you're asleep. You know, there's never no time to really kind of communicate and listen to the source.
So when do you suggest is the best time to meditate?
A lot of people do it before they go to bed, but they have a tendency to fall asleep. So I would say the best time is get up a little bit early and then just spend 10 minutes and just get quiet before you even start the day. Then your day seems a little bit better, you know, because you've kind of gotten in touch with your true self and you're more energized that way.
Do you think it's important to feel relaxed, or can you meditate if you're all stressed out?
Well, it'll help you relieve that stress because you're not, you know, thinking about work. You're not thinking about anything. You're just thinking about being quiet, being quiet within yourself and listening to your true self, you know, give you answers. I mean, the source is there within us all. You know, we don't ever listen to it because our minds are so busy, always thinking, always doing. But if you really get quiet and relax, you don't even have to, like, lay down or, you know, get in a certain position. You get in your own comfortable position and meditate. You don't have to be, you know, in a yoga stance or anything like that. I mean, it's up to the individual where they feel comfortable.
So can you lay down and meditate?
Sure. Just know that you might have a tendency to fall asleep, and don't get critical on yourself. Just know that you might not want to be too comfortable that you fall asleep. You know, you want to be comfortable so you're not always thinking how uncomfortable you are while you're trying to meditate or get quiet. But,
right.
You know, you can get any position to be comfortable is where you want to be. But if you fall asleep, don't be so critical of yourself. Just next time try to do something else that will prevent you from falling asleep and finally get to listen to your true source and your true self, which
right.
has all the answers.
So what is this CD? What did you... how does your CD work? I mean, do you put it, like, listen to it while you're in the meditation, or do you listen to it before?
It tells you how to do everything. So it will, first one's the intro to tell you going on, then I will tell you how to breathe. I teach you how to do a breathing technique. And then I do a connection, so then you're connected, you know, to the source, and you're also grounded to the earth, so you're not floating all over the place. And then I have two visualizing things. One of them's in the mountains and one's in the ocean. And then I tell you really how to journal, because that's the next step. You need a journal so you kind of know where, you know, you are growing, or, you know, I give you examples on what to write in a journal. So I kind of, the whole thing is I'm stepping you through the procedure. And, of course, the CD comes with a pen and a journal, so then you can always start that moment. But, yeah, so I definitely give you guidance, and I teach you how to breathe. Make sure you're connected and grounded, and then I give you two visual meditations, one's in the mountains and one's in the ocean. And then, of course, I give you tips on how to journal. So it kind of talks beginners how to do all kinds of things.
Wow.
You know?
So what is journaling anyway? Is that like a diary?
It's like a diary. It's journaling. We call it journaling because it doesn't most people think diary as a female thing. Oh, the girls keep diary. But journaling can be for anybody. And what you do is you write things down that you're thinking or you're feeling or you've dreamt, or just keeping tabs on what you're going through. Because as you go through journaling, you'll find out that things you went through last week, you might not go through this week because you've decided not to, because you've received the information of what's going on. But it just can be any kind of information you write down. It can be things you think about or how you feel, and you can't talk to someone. maybe you're alone by yourself, so you write down a journal, and then you become your own witness. And then, you know, your spirit understands that you've seen and you felt the things that you're going through, so then you might not have to go through those things again. You know, sometimes we don't all have someone to talk to and get advice from. So the journaling
right.
to get it out.
So do you write your problems and then you meditate on the problem and then you'll get an answer and then you write that in the journal too?
Yeah, you could do that. That'd be really good. That's the most, you know, successful way of doing it, because then you continue to do that process and you grow in your own source.
Yeah. You know, on the email list that I have, I've been doing a... Thank you. That sounds great. So let's... how would a person get a hold of you if they were interested in trying this meditation CD for beginners? This is for beginners, right?
Beginners only. I'm working on the other ones.
Oh,
yeah. Getting in advance. But, yeah, they'd have to just get on my website, www.allthatishealing.net, and I have it on there, and they can contact me, and I could send it to them.
Okay, that sounds great. You know, as part of this thing with my Ask Your Angel show, I've been offering this one question. So I thought today, Pamela, you and I, we could answer some of these questions that have been coming through
sure.
The Ask Your Angels email list. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. I don't think, you know, I'm getting this funny click in my phone, so I keep thinking I'm getting beeped. So I don't really think it's a beep, but we'll just go on, all right?
All right. I would hear, if I hear it, I'll let you know.
Okay. Okay, this is from Carrie. And
okay.
Carrie's question is for you, Pamela. We can both answer this. Will the specific health issue that I've been praying about ever go away in this lifetime? I do not have a birthday for these people. I just have their question that they've asked over the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, will the specific health issue that I have been praying about ever go away in this lifetime?
Well, the first, I mean, she has to decide that she doesn't want the disease any longer. The disease is an emotional blockage that she has in herself. There's come the caller.
Okay. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi, may I have your name, please?
My name is Ellen.
How do you spell that?
Ellen, E-L-L-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. You have what's your month and day of birth?
February 16.
Okay. You have a question for Pamela, Renee, and I?
Yes, I'm in a transition in my life, and I was wondering if you have any insight for me about my future career.
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
And you're born in February, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have anything for Pamela?
I've just pulled some cards, the angel cards. And
yeah. I'll just start, and then Pamela will just work on this. I don't think you're doing it now. I'm sorry. I'll do respect to you, Helen. Helen, right?
Ellen with an E.
Oh, Ellen. I'm sorry. I apologize. I really don't think that. I don't know if it's been from the past. Maybe you've been in a situation where you had to take care of people or you've been taken away from what you love to do. And so I think that maybe now it's time to make some changes definitely in your career. So you say you're in transition. Have you been taking care of someone?
No, I haven't. I left my job in
you
last
You quit it or left it or something?
I quit it.
Are you some kind of a caregiver? Were you why do I see these people around you like you've been taking care of people, helping people? Have you ever done anything like that?
No, not in a professional way.
Maybe it's the future. What do you see, Pamela?
The card's kind of almost the total opposite. It says, yes, the timing is right for this venture. A happy outcome follows your positive expectations. You are flying high right now, which may threaten others, but don't descend because others will soon become inspired by your example. And the last outcome is a happy move to a new home or a new place employment is in the works. This movement will usher a positive new energy. So it sounds like you made the right decision on to quit that job. Was that an office kind
of?
Okay, so you worked in the office. That's the feeling I got. And you
the messages I get are like that. It says that whatever she was doing, it's good that she left.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the message that I don't think that you loved this job you had. I think that there was maybe no love lost and you made this decision. I think that on a personal level, I don't know if you trusted a lot of the people that you were there with, that you worked with.
Yeah, there were some problems, and that's why I left.
So the main answer I get, it's all about your dreams. So what is something that would make your dreams come true in terms of work?
Well, I would like to work with something spiritual.
Okay.
Yes.
I see that. I feel that that is the right path for you to go to. You have to be more confident in your abilities. I see that you're not as confident in your spiritual abilities as you are with your office work, Ellen.
Okay.
You have to be more confident and just take those steps forward and live that life that you want, because you are a spiritual being. You know, you can do this. So don't be, you know, holding yourself back. You're the only person that's holding yourself back.
Right.
Okay, so you need to take charge and step into the future, which is your spiritual, you know, endeavors. So you stop having yourself held back, because it's ultimate. I mean, it's limited what you can do. You just have to have more confidence and do those things. Go do those classes that you are interested in. Okay? Thank you.
Yeah, it's all about your dreams coming true. It's all about taking it from the back and bringing all your dreams to reality.
And you will be very
successful in this work.
Okay, well, I thank you both very much.
Okay, you take care and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, are you there, Pamela?
I'm here.
That was great. It's interesting. The message I got for Ellen was that basically that it was good that she left.
Yeah, definitely.
That, she was ready to leave, and it was good that she left.
Yeah, she was in doubt, though. She's in doubt that she made the right choice, but she has made the right choice.
She definitely has, because, you know, every once in a while we have to make a decision.
Yeah.
To do something we really love to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear about people all the time. They get up every morning, they go to work, and they come home, and they're like a robot.
Yeah.
And they don't really have an opportunity to do the work that they would really love to do.
She was struggling with that decision for a long time before she finally made it. So she made the choice, though.
She did make the right decision. It's not easy sometimes to make decisions because it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And we get out of our comfort zone. But, you know, your body, mind, and spirit will tell you.
Yep. And once you
know when it's time to leave a job that just isn't working.
Right. Yep.
And, I mean, it gets to the point where it's not even about the money.
Right.
I mean, sometimes we go to a job every day or have a career in something where it's just about the money.
Yeah.
And the only reason we even show up is because of the money.
Yep. And nothing else is fulfilling in it. Yeah, that's true.
You know, there are a lot of people out there that are retiring, like when they're 50, they're 45, they're 50, they're 55, and they're moving on in their life to a whole nother life, a whole nother world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they retire because they're downsized, maybe because they just quit, they can't take it anymore, or maybe they take what they call a golden parachute, you know, whatever you want to call it, some kind of a plan. But there so I've asked people, well, what do you do now that you're retired? And I've heard different things. You know, you hear all different things. Well, I sit around a lot. I watch TV. I go to the movies. I try to exercise. But really, this is an excellent opportunity to open up your spiritual side, don't you think, Pamela?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's so many fantastic, great things that you could do. Such as what we were talking about, the meditation, yoga, Reiki. Explain to the listeners, what is Reiki exactly?
Okay, Reiki stands for the universal life energy, and that means that we all possess it. We all have that energy in us that makes us alive. And so what happens with Reiki, we just channel through the source, and then we push that Reiki into your body, and then heals all levels, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. Because a lot of us, the way I believe is that we take these emotional pains that we have, and then we create these diseases or these uncomfortable lives that we live, and then, you know, we don't know what to do with it. We don't even know we did it. It might have happened when you were small and someone called your name, and then you have this emotional, you know, blockage. And when you get older, that keeps on growing and growing. Next thing you know, you have a disease or you have illness. And so with Reiki, it really breaks down all that, and it goes into the core of your spirit, which is emotional, and it resolves all that. Because the universal life source heals back to where it was. So Reiki is just energy that it comes from source, comes from God, and heals that person through the Reiki practitioner.
So are you basically getting rid of, like, is it a physical thing or more of an emotional, spiritual thing?
All levels. It's doing all of them. At first, the person is going to feel relief from physical because that's the first thing that they notice. But they're also getting, you know, healed mentally and emotionally and also in the spirit.
Okay, so it will have a, like, it's a total body effect.
Yeah, it's going to be life-changing, you know, once the healing takes effect. Because they will notice it. They'll notice that their back doesn't hurt anymore. And, you know, slowly they notice a physical burst, Mary Lou. And I think that's because it's most relevant. You know,
okay.
They had the pain there, or they had an ache, or they had a rash, or, you know, they notice a physical burst. But really it's working on all levels. Because the spirit works with all energy, not just the physical energies.
Right. But most people don't really think about the other energies. They think mainly about how they, you know, if they hurt or something.
Right.
You know?
That's right. That's right.
So, like, do you feel that there are different parts of the body that hurt for different reason, or?
I would say it's the weakest part. I mean, so you get the emotional pain, and it affects different people, different places, because that's their weakest spot. Or, you know, it goes. It's just like if you have a water flow going down a wall and you have a weak spot in the wall, it's going to go out there first before it goes into the stronger parts. So it might be your leg, and it might be someone else's shoulder, and it might be someone else's back, it might be someone else's head that gets a headache all the time. But you see what I'm saying? It's always some place that's already weakened, and then that just takes that effect.
So it's basically the stress that's in your body, but it doesn't necessarily have to be physical stress.
Right.
It could be emotional, mental, or spiritual. That will go to a weak spot in your physical body.
Yeah, and then it's just going to radiate more, you know, just keep on finding spots to come out of. So you'll hear people complain, well, I get headaches, and I have backache, and I have, of course, then they go to the medical doctors that put names on things. I have arthritis, I have a slipped disc, I have migraines, and really all those things come from emotional, you know. All of it started from the emotional distress that you had when you're, you know, when that happened. So disease is being not at ease with life.
Right.
You know, you're disconnected with spirit, you're disconnected from source, so then you have disease.
In the physical world, on Earth, the answer for a lot of this is taking all these different medications.
Yeah, numbing it. Then you numb it. You never solve it.
So if you have something that comes from the spiritual, the mental, the emotional self, and it manifests in your weak spots...
Physically, yeah.
And then you go to the doctor, they give you medication.
To numb it. Then you
and
never really...
numb it?
It just numbs it.
Okay.
It only takes care of the, you know, that one root problem. They don't take care of the whole picture. You know, it takes care of that headache or that, you know, muscle ache. Oh, let me take a painkiller. Now I don't feel any more pain. But really, the pain's not gone. You just numb the nerve, so now you don't feel the pain.
So is that why some people get addicted to some of the medications?
Yeah. And then we have a lot of addictions, right? People are addicted to alcohol, to
right.
drugs, marijuana, to all these things that make them numb and so they can forget about what's really going on in their life.
Now, when you say numb, do you mean your body feels numb or your brain feels numb?
Well, it can be either one, you know, but most of the time when you take a painkiller, it's numbing your nervous system and your mind, and which numbs the whole body. It's like when people take depression pills, they become, it's that medicine makes them depressed, right? So now they have no feelings.
Right.
They're not happy, they're not sad, they're nothing. You know, not that they're nothing, but they don't have any feelings, you know. So really that medication is just depression, whatever they're feeling in the first place. Why are they sad in the first place? That's where they really need to heal, not just give them medication to mask it.
Well, you know, sometimes people can have a what they call a post-traumatic disorder where they're in a situation and it reminds them of something else
right.
that was traumatic in their life. And then all those feelings and everything comes back and they take medications to numb that, you know.
Correct.
So they don't have to think about what happened to them in their past.
Right, it's hard to deal with. But once you deal with it and you step across that line, because fear is holding them back. And that's why they'd rather take medication, because they don't want to step through that fear. But once you step on the other side of fear, you have the courage, and now you're healthier and you're a stronger being than you were the person that's in fear and just medicating.
Yeah.
You know, medicine has a certain point, but you always need to heal the truth, you know, whatever's really wrong, not just what's manifested because you've ignored it so long.
So what do you think can happen to someone that's been numbing themselves for like 20 years?
While they're shutting down their liver, I mean, their major organs are affected by all the medicines and alcohol and cigarettes and anything that you bring into your body that's poisonous. It affects the liver organs, which slowly but surely your rest of your organs shut down. And next thing you know, you're sicker than you were, you know, before. If you ever heard any commercials, they talk about, oh, take this for depression, but then it has 20 other things that it can cause. It's almost worse than being depressed.
Well, on television anymore and the radio, there's just like an epidemic of drugs and medications for us to take for just about everything.
Right.
And it really seems, I don't ever remember seeing this or hearing so much before. And I know that the pharmaceutical, it's a billion, you know, multi-billion dollar industry.
Right.
And so it's like people are taking more medications rather than less.
Well, because it's easy, right? Just pop a pill and they'll solve my problem.
Yeah, but you hear about people that are taking a half a dozen, 10 pills a day.
Yeah, because it leads on. See, it goes from that one problem to another, to another, to another, to another, and they never are really solving the first problem they had.
So it all starts with one thing, the very first thing, and then all these other medications just build on that. Is that what you think?
Yeah, because first they have the arthritis, and then they take something for arthritis, but now they have a heart issue, so now they got to take something for the heart issue. Then they have, you know, the migraines, so then they got to take something for the migraines. You know, it's really, if they just stopped and thought about it and got some natural healing, you would solve the core problem, not just the symptoms, you know what I mean?
Well, there are some medications that give you stomach problems.
Oh, yeah.
They actually make your stomach bleed or too much acid.
Yeah.
It's really they're so bad for you. You can't even take the pill unless you eat a meal first or drink, take with food, take with you know, milk or whatever.
Yeah. So I mean, it's going to change though, Mary Lou. It's getting more and more that people want more of a healthy way to heal.
Yeah.
So Reiki and yoga and Qigong and all these things that come from the East are getting more acceptable in the West because it is more natural. It is more healthy to try to meditate and become one with yourself and try to find the real reason that, you know, this disease or illness manifests physically in the first place.
Right. I want to give our phone numbers again in case you have a question about healing. 877-876-5527, the United States. We also have 888-815-9756 in the USA and Canada. And the direct line at BBS Radio is 530-876-3222. it seems, Pamela, that we seem to be in kind of a cycle of, you know, a lot of, I don't know if you've heard about these infections people are getting that are very, very powerful out there, mm-hmm. That they have to go into the hospital, like staph infections and things.
Right.
So would that have anything to do, or is that an outside source that's coming to us rather than from within?
Yeah, well, that's the same kind of thing. Anything you get started from emotion in the first place. But
even a staph
infection?
Yeah. Okay, Pamela, are you there?
Yeah.
We had a little technical difficulty there for a second, but we're back online.
Yeah.
We were talking about, like, infections, like a staph infection or something that people are getting when they go see a doctor, they go in the hospital or whatever.
Right, anything that you have manifests physically, and when I say physically, it means it comes in your body in different ways, whether it's a skin issue, irritant, or organ, or bone, or muscle, those are all part of the body. And so the disease or the emotional distress is coming out of your body in any way it can. I mean, that's why we have so many diseases, because everybody is disconnected from their emotions. You know, it's weak to feel, you know, like, and they don't seek help. They seek help for the treatment for that one thing, you know, the migraine, and then it's the next thing, or, you know, high blood pressure. So anything that's going on with you physically is manifested because you're not dealing with your emotion. You're not dealing with the true core issue. So that's
right.
Where the natural healing helps.
Right.
Without even anything. It's not like you know that it's being treated. You just are aware when things start happening that are better. You start feeling better, you know?
Right.
Physically,
it's all about feeling better. That's what everybody wants, you know?
Yeah, feeling better from the core, not just, you know, numbing yourself physically and now you feel better. Well, you don't really feel better. You haven't solved the emotions. You haven't solved the, you know, the core issue.
So there sounds like there's millions of people walking around with core issues.
Well, everybody, you know, their feelings hurt.
Right.
Or, you know, it seems like it's just a small thing, but when you keep it in there and you don't ever deal with it, and it just gets, you know, grow and grow and grow until it, you know, it's like a child that's throwing a tantrum. You know, everybody can understand that. First, when you say no, they cry a little bit, and then when you stick with whatever you're saying, then their tantrum gets bigger and more escalated. They lay on the ground, kick their feet.
Right.
They be noticed, and that's just like our body. You ignore it, it's going to do whatever it has to do for you to notice it. So that's really how it is. So we're all full of tantrum child in our body because it's going to do whatever.
So our body will just keep giving us a message until we listen.
Until we listen, until we finally stop numbing it and stop trying to make excuses and just deal with what's really going on.
Then we could be really sick.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter how sick you are, Reiki can help you. You know, it take many sessions. Because here you've been denying it for so long, but it will work for you. You know, it will work for you. Just like meditation, once you get quiet within yourself and you talk to the source, you will hear them. Maybe not at first because you've got this busy mind going to thinking all the time. But once you truly get quiet and you talk to your source will give you the answers.
Wow, that's great. How would a person find a Reiki practitioner?
There's tons of websites out there. I mean, even mine.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
All I got to do is type Reiki, which is R-E-I-K-I, and they'll have multiple, hits that they can go check, different sites to go check.
Right.
And of course,
go to my website, www.allthatishealing.net, and I explain Reiki and some other energy works. So if you have any questions, then you always go there and look it up. Or go and look anywhere else. If you want to find.
Oh,
anything.
Yeah, I think that's great to go online and just type in, go Google it or whatever.
Yeah.
Yahoo or whatever, and go to Reiki, Reiki.
Right. That's correct.
And that's Japanese, right?
It came from, Japan.
Yeah, it came from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that says a lot about the Japanese people. We can learn something from them.
Yeah,
that's for
sure. Quiet yourself, and there's the answers.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. I love the Japanese people. I'm German, Irish, and English, but I still love the Japanese people. I think that they have some good ideas.
Yeah.
Well, can you give once again your phone numbers, Pamela, and your website, and just how someone can get a hold of you?
Okay. My name's Pamela Renee. My phone number is 480-695-7783. Or you can also reach me at my website, which is www.allthatishealing.net. And my email is www.allthatishealing@earthlink.net.
Wow, thanks. I just love you, Pamela. You're a great co-host. And, I think in the future we're going to have some other people. Now that BBS Radio is enlarging its server system and everything, where hopefully we can have a co-host and a host and a guest, And have even more interaction for the listeners, because it's all about knowledge and awareness,
Sharing.
My website is www.trustyourangels.com. If you go to the BBS radio, I just understand we finally have gotten it on, and you click on Ask Your Angels, you'll go directly to my website on Station 1. And I want to thank all the listeners today. We are a fairly new show. This is only our third or fourth show. Our next show is going to be November 27th after Thanksgiving, where we're going to have some ideas on how to cope with the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is almost here, and it's hard to believe already because where I live it's 80 degrees. So, it's hard to get in the Christmas spirit, but maybe there are some of you out there that are living where it's a lot, cooler.
Yeah.
And we're now, let me see, and then if you're interested in being on the TrustYourAngels.com email list or the TrustYourAngels.com prayer list that goes out monthly, you can email me at mlc192@aol.com and just say you'd like to be on the email list and I'll be happy to put you on there. And there's a lot of interaction on this email list and we have a lot of fun with it. So I think we're about – do we have any last thoughts, Pamela, for the end of this show?
I just want everybody to know that they're in our thoughts and prayers and namaste and blessing.
Right. I think the only little thing is that Mercury – I work a little bit with the sun, moon, and planets, and Mercury is going retrograde on Thursday, so things might slow down a little bit, but that's okay. But it only happens every 2 years. So it's like, it's not about communications, it's about more or less your attitude and how you're feeling, and it's kind of a good thing to have some of these energies slow down for a little bit. It's time to take a break. Does that work?
Yeah, breathe.
Thanksgiving is coming, it's time to take a little break.
Yeah.